More and more these days, it seems our lives are being oversupplied with information. Our hard disks can store hundreds of gigabytes of data. Countless emails, web pages, and MP3s come at us. Even with the help of powerful search engines, finding what we want can be like looking for a needle in a haystack. But don't worry. As reporter Stephen Cherry explains, researchers are on the case.
What would it be like to have every minute of your life recorded, archived, searchable? What if you could Google a perfectly complete database of your time on this planet? That's the dream of a feisty 71-year-old computer scientist, Gordon Bell. In the 1970s, Bell made a name for himself as the designer of some of the first computers that weren't mainframes. In the 1980s, he was in charge of the network that became the Internet. Today, Bell studies databases for the giant Microsoft Corporation at a tiny research center in downtown San Francisco. It was there, about 7 years ago, that he started digitally documenting his entire professional life. He calls the project My Life Bits.
My Life Bits started out as my attempt to capture all of the easily archivable content, articles, books, communication, that is email, letters, then my music or CDs, videos that I had, essentially anything that was really in a bit form, and to put that all into cyberspace or into my computer.
Soon, Bell began recording his every phone call, every keystroke on his computer, every web page he visits. They were captured and put into a database. Yet, something was missing.
We realized that there was a whole other world out there that we weren't dealing with, and that was capturing stuff that was going on in real time, that is, taking pictures.
At the same time, Microsoft researchers in England invented a new camera. It's called a SenseCam, and it takes up to 2,000 photographs a day based on changes in vibration, temperature, lighting, and so on. The SenseCam was the breakthrough Bell had been waiting for.
My Life Bits captures everything that goes through the computer, including telephone calls, but we enhanced it, and now there's a whole branch that's starting up, which Jim Gemmel coined as CARPE, Continuous Archiving and Recording of Personal Experiences.
Jim Gemmel, a brilliant researcher in his own right, has spent the past 4 years refining the My Life Bits database and figuring out techniques for pulling the right fact out of the database effortlessly.
One of the things we appreciate most about My Life Bits is this incredible freedom from having to intentionally remember a lot of things. The more that you automatically capture and the ability you have to get back at it, the more powerful it is.
That power will eventually show up in Microsoft's operating systems. For now, the company is experimenting with some practical applications. For example, Microsoft's researchers in England gave SenseCams to hospital patients who suffer from profound memory loss, including one woman with a rare degenerative disorder of the neurons. Each night, her husband downloads the 2,000 pictures the SenseCam took of her day. The couple reviews the pictures together. The process gives her back the memories she otherwise would have quickly lost. Meanwhile, Gemmel, Bell, and a host of other researchers have come to rely more and more on My Life Bits in their own lives.
I just bought and sold a house, and of course there were questions and problems with various things. So one thing we had to tell was who had done the tile in our bathroom and what kind of tile it was, you know, very precisely. I was able to go into My Life Bits and quickly go through hundreds of pages of renovation documents that had been scanned and find out exactly what tile it was and who it was from. And we were rapidly on to having it replaced properly and solving the problem.
I'd like to add that, in fact, with all of the hurricane damage and things that's going on now, this is probably the most important advertisement for putting your life in on a hard drive. I mean, certainly I won't claim that a hard drive is more reliable necessarily than having all the paper and things like that, but certainly people's photographs, videos, you know, wills, bills, various kinds of certificates. I think if people had scanned all of that stuff and have gone the way I've gone, I mean, I feel comfortable that, in fact, I can withstand a hurricane and basically retrieve copies of every important document that I have.
Frank Knack, a Dutch computer scientist based in Amsterdam, has given a lot of thought to the issues raised by My Life Bits. Do we always want to have at our fingertips the answer to each and every question about our past? The act of forgetting, he says, makes our life bearable and is closely related to some essential cultural concepts, such as forgiveness and absolution. Would removing this human imperfection do more harm than good? Would we be as creative, as free? We'll find out soon enough. In 10 years' time, all your life bits will easily fit onto 2 or 3 little hard disks the size of matchboxes. Your smartphone sense cam will dangle casually around your neck, snapping away. Can't remember what you wore on that blind date last Saturday? How many glasses of Chardonnay you drank? Who you called on the phone the next day and what you talked about? Where you were, what you did, every minute of that weekend? Let's just open up the matchbox containing your life bits and take a look. For Living on Earth, I'm Stephen Sherry.
Stephen Sherry is a reporter for Spectrum Radio, the broadcast edition of IEEE Spectrum Magazine. To read more about the Life Bits Project, visit our website, livingonearth.org. But you won't find Stephen Sherry's Life Bits. He's deleted them. Just ahead, a New York town is counting crows by the thousands.